I'm doing great, Taran. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It is 7:37 in the morning for me. What time is it where you are?
Exactly opposite that less
Oh, is it?
and 1 hour less than that.
Okay. So,
It's
6:30 p.m.?
six, correct, 6:10.
6:10 p.m. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, good evening to you.
Good morning to you. Firstly, thank you very much, Aaron, for giving me opportunity to interview you for my YouTube channel and podcast.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me here.
So I've gone through your profile and I can understand you're doing a lot of work in technology. So I thought to tell about you and the work that you're doing to my audience.
Absolutely. How can I help?
So can you please introduce yourself?
Sure. Hey, everyone. Hey, all of Sai's friends. My name's Aaron Hunter. I'm currently a senior technical trainer at Amazon Web Services, and I've been in the industry for Well, working at AWS for about 8 years now, and I've been in the industry for about 12 years.
So, being a trainer, so I'm sure you might have learned a lot. So, what's your best experience?
Oh gosh, my best experience comes from fixing my own mistakes. So essentially trying to play around, experimenting with different systems, and really being curious to learn about various technologies. So when I first started at AWS, I just got started with Amazon EC2 and Amazon VPC or Virtual Private Cloud. And then now it's really digging into like generative AI and machine learning and data analytics, because that's kind of where the industry is trending right now.
So, how is this working as a technical trainer for 7 years?
Oh, so I've actually been a technical trainer for about 2.5 years, but before that, I was a cloud support engineer. So a lot of our biggest customers, I was able to work with them to help resolve their issues or at least understand what some of their challenges might have been. And that really set me up for success to become a technical trainer, because I was able to take that background and leverage it to be able to teach people best practices. So that's what I do now. The past 2.5 years, it's been a whirlwind of amazing emotions. It's like being a mentor full time, essentially.
So you have done great work. That's why the reason you have been promoted.
I wouldn't say it's a promotion. I would say it's a shift in focus. It's a difference of attention. As a cloud support engineer, you're working directly with the customers after they've already started using our services. And as a technical trainer, it could be something on the opposite side. It could be maybe someone who is just interested in becoming familiar with the products and services that we use. Or it could be something that is, let's say, they're already using it. They want to know how to use it more efficiently and effectively. And I know technology outside of AWS as well, so I try to leverage that to my advantage whenever I'm able to.
So what kind of issues you used to resolve when you was engineer?
Oh gosh. So that was a couple of years ago. I'm sure the problems might have changed since then. Excuse me, sorry about that. But now essentially what I do, or let me actually go back and answer your question. As a support engineer, I would really help customers with some of their most complex problems. It could be using Amazon CloudFront, for example, and some caching issues, or maybe TTL optimization, or maybe they have a database issue, something that's going on, and they need to optimize that. So I would engage our database friends. Maybe it's an Amazon S3 performance optimization improvement opportunity. So I'd help them with that. And yeah, it's all about digging into better understanding what their issue or problem or challenge might have been, so we can try to either improve the service or the documentation to make it more clear for them to be successful.
And how is this shift coming from engineer and becoming a trainer?
Oh, it's been, to me, it's been wonderful, because as a cloud support engineer back in 2020 to even 2019, I was really responsible for mentoring a lot of people, and I took that on myself to help people become subject matter experts in their various services. So I found this desire to want to help people grow and develop. And when, I would say August 2020, I saw a posting online that a friend of mine posted, I said, hey, do you want to chat more about that role? And he's like, absolutely. So I read through the role description and I was like, oh my gosh, I think this is me. So we went through the entire interview process and thankfully I was able to come over to this side of the business.
So, what kind of things you listen as a trainer?
What kind of what? I'm sorry.
What kind of questions that you get as a trainer?
Oh gosh. Oh gosh. So the questions that I get as a trainer, it really comes back to a wide array of either fundamental, foundational, beginner questions, like how do I launch my very first EC2 instance, or how do I configure an Amazon S3 bucket to be a web server? Or it could be something that goes super deep and complex into deploying multiple EKS clusters across multiple accounts across multiple regions. So, how do we help the customers balance their workloads to be successful for their customers at the end of the day?
So, what is the biggest business that you worked for?
The biggest business that I've worked for, AWS for sure, without a doubt.
So, being in AWS, for which business you have given support, the biggest one?
Oh, okay. Well, I can't name anyone by name, but I can
Okay.
tell you that I've worked with major sports enterprise organizations. I've worked with major financial enterprise and organizations. I've worked with Amazon. So Amazon is one of our Amazon owns AWS, and I've worked with them as a customer. So that was really cool. I would say, even though I can't name anyone specifically, it's been a challenge working through some of the complex issues that I've seen. But I actually find a lot of joy working outside of the biggest customers. And I find a lot of joy working with startups and some of the smaller customers because they're really trying to break barriers and get through the boundaries that have been established by these larger enterprise organizations. And they're trying to get their foot into the door for their technology that they're starting to develop. I think it's really interesting to see that innovation.
And 200 plus services. So what do you say about it?
Yes. To have over 200 services is it's a lot to try to understand. And I don't think I know one person who fully understands every single service. So you might have someone who specializes in storage, or someone who specializes in database, or someone who specializes in containers. I personally specialize more on the storage side of things. So, I can dabble and I can understand some of the other technologies, like I said, generative AI and the different services there. But when it comes back to it, it's a lot to try to become an expert across all services. So
So, how many storage services you used?
Amazon S3, EBS, EFS, FSx, those are the top four that come to mind. There's also CloudFront, so like storing content at the edge and then using like Lambda at edge, or now there's CloudFront functions that you can actually run at the edge as well. So those are technically it's still considered storage because you're storing it closer to where the request is coming from. But yeah.
So as an engineer, how many opportunities you got? I mean, how much services you have used getting opportunity?
Ooh, more than I can count, more than I can mention.
So how many do you have any number?
No, I don't have a number. I honestly couldn't even go back and try to guess. I would say easily over 100 that I've personally used.
So you're the first one I interviewed like who connected with more than 100 plus services.
Oh yeah. I've definitely worked with more than 100 services personally, across various either troubleshooting scenarios or across various demos, like demonstrations that I use for my presentations, or if I'm trying to reproduce something. Now, keep in mind, if you use Amazon S3, you're probably going to use multiple services on top of that. So for example, if you want to deploy a website, it might have Amazon S3 that's storing your objects, and then Amazon CloudFront that's going to be serving as your cache layer. You might have DynamoDB for some kind of a database on top of that. KMS, our key management service, because you want to encrypt all the stuff, I've already listed off four services, not to mention if there's Lambda functions there, API Gateway or Cognito for authentication. So I've added on three more. We can just keep building the whole thing. And that's just a very, very simple three-tier architecture.
So is it you learn services because of the requirement or need, or you learn services because you have interest?
Both. I learn services because the customers are asking me to either help them troubleshoot something as a cloud support engineer or as a technical trainer. They want to learn it, so I actually go out and I learn it. I also just really love learning, so that's one of our leadership principles. It's learn and be curious. So I love learning new things. I love staying in touch with the new technology and really digging into the details. And I love it so much that what I learn, I try to go back out and teach. You actually learn more when you try to teach it.
But how AWS is thinking, because AWS is being a first place in the market in global business and solving the problems of different industries and different businesses with these services that you have used. You directly have solved so many problems for so many people. So how is AWS working for human beings?
Oh, I'm not sure. I can't speak to that. But in terms of my own personal experience, one thing that I can share with you is I personally have been treated well. I feel like it's a great place to work. I would highly recommend it for anyone who does want to work here. But in terms of the vision of the business, I'm not that close to that side of how things work.
And the technology training is something different from what you have done before. So how is this?
So technology and training is a little bit different. I would say it's an evolution of a career. So when I first joined AWS in 2015, I joined with some technology background on my side. So I came outside of the cloud as a senior network and systems administrator working for a nonprofit. And then I joined AWS and entered the cloud space, like I mentioned, in 2015. I eventually started to really understand the technology on this side of the business a lot better. And then I was able to take that knowledge and mentor and teach and train others. And then that's where my passion of teaching others and helping others grow started to develop and evolve. And then now, I would say going from 2015 to 2016, I was developing my own skills. 2016 to 2018, I started to hone those skills even further and then teach others. And then 2018 to 2020, I was mentoring pretty actively for a couple of years. So the past 2.5 years as an active tech trainer has just really been an evolution. It's not something that I've worked on to try to get to this point. It just kind of happened.
Today you are in a job where you have to talk with human beings, but before you used to be more connected with the machine called computers and servers. So how was that? How is this? How you will define the difference?
So in my roles, they've always been customer facing. I've never only worked with the technology. I've always worked backwards from whatever the customer's problems were and then tried to solve those problems. And sometimes it could be an actual problem that they were facing. Sometimes it could be a problem that they were creating. But overall, it's just a matter of trying to understand what they're trying to accomplish and then help them get to that finish line. The same thing applies today. What's the end goal for someone and how do I help them get there? So even though I spend more time teaching now than I did before, and I spend more time talking to humans a lot more than I did before. It's at the end of the day, it's the finish line that they're trying to get to.
And technical training. So what you train and to whom you train, to employees or to new people who comes to the AWS?
It's both. So it could be new employees, it could be internal, it could be external, it could be private customers, it could be just having conversations like the two of us. It could be it really just depends on who it is. But there's this thing known as the AWS Authorized Instructor or the AAI program. And in order to teach our classes, you have to become an AAI member or a community member. And that way you can teach architecting on AWS or advanced architecting on AWS. And there's other programs like AWS Jam, where you can have an add-on session for kind of testing your skills. It's almost like an escape room. It's really fun. So you can actually go to, or people can go to jam.awsevents.com to find out more about that. And we also have like CloudQuest, and I lead CloudQuest sessions now. And that's more of a virtual game that people can go and play. So that's the kind of, that's what I lead. And those are the classes and type of sessions that I teach now. And I teach a lot on Twitch at the same time for our AWS Power Hour series. And anyone can go to awspowerhour.com to find out more about that as well.
So as a trainer, tell me, what is the mindset that is required to learn AWS Cloud Services?
Oh, be open. Be open for your own vulnerabilities and mistakes. be exposed. Not exposing an EC2 instance or exposing a bucket. Don't do that, please. But just be aware that there's a lot to learn and be humble. I am constantly learning. Even though I've been with a company for going on 8 years now, I never say I know it all, ever. I never say I know it all. Like I mentioned earlier, there's over 200 services, and I don't know one person who knows all of them. Even though I've personally worked with over 100 of them, I still don't know all of them. And those 100, I would not say I'm an expert in most of them.
And when you're training, what kind of questions that you listen from people?
So the questions that I get from people, is that you're saying?
Yeah.
The questions that I get from people when I'm teaching them, it depends on the class. It depends on the level of the class that I teach. If it's a foundational level, I'm probably going to get foundational level questions like how to set something up. If it's an intermediate level, they might dig a little bit deeper. Instead of how to set something up, it's maybe how to configure it across multiple services. If it goes advanced, an advanced level, it could be diving even deeper into the services or how to distribute that workload across multiple accounts and regions.
So what level you can teach? Up to?
Oh, I teach technically all the levels that we currently have. So I teach anywhere from 50 to 100 up to 400 classes.
Up to what level of technology knowledge you have?
So the answer is pretty much the same, I would say, because there's so many services, each one's going to have their own range, but there's 50 to 100 is like introduction, 200 is intermediate, 300, 400 is more advanced. So I teach all those different levels in terms of the, let's say if I were to focus on a specific direction for the answer, let's say there's certifications. I can teach cloud practitioner, all three associates, the professionals, and even some of the specialties as well.
And you being in technology for 12 plus years and being in network side and also learning interested in storage side and now connected with all different services, including compute and other services. So you might have learned like 360 degrees of technology.
Oh, I would say 360 and then spinning around a couple more times on top of that. For sure, yeah.
So you played with computer developing applications and also you are helping businesses in helping their applications as well.
Yeah, could be. So most times we're like hands off. Well, I'm hands off when I try to troubleshoot or teach something. I try to ask exploratory questions and say, like, what is it that you're trying to get to? What is it that you're trying to accomplish? If it's debugging something, I'll ask like what their error is and so forth. And I try to help them overcome that solution that way.
And learning services daily. So how it feels?
If you think about trying to learn all 200 plus services at the same time, that might be overwhelming. The biggest thing that I give or biggest piece of advice I give someone who's just starting, for example, is start small, start somewhere and then learn the basics and then build on top of that. Because I already have almost 8 years of experience working with the technology and the services, that I have a really big runway and a lead on top of most people. There are people who have a further lead on top of me. There are people who have started and they started a couple of years ago and they actually work day in and day out. So I would say they know certain services way better than I do. We all have our strengths And being able to identify someone who has a strength in a service and then leveraging them as a mentor would be another tip that I can give someone as well. So learning something every day, start small, start somewhere, and find a mentor that can help you grow in a specific area.
And as a technical trainer, what is challenging for you?
It would probably be understanding, being able to dive deeper into specific technologies that maybe I don't know yet. So, for example, I mentioned it a couple times already, but like generative AI, very hot topic right now, something I'm not very fluent and familiar with, and I'm just getting started learning about it more. So think machine learning models and large language models or LLMs and that kind of stuff. So I'm just now touching the tip of the iceberg, and there's a whole iceberg below it that I need to learn still. I'm keeping a real close eye on time here, but I think I have time for maybe one more question if you're okay with that.
Yeah, last question is, what is your observation about my work?
Ooh, so can you repeat that one more time?
What is your observation as a technical trainer, as a person who's into technology for 12 plus years? What is your observation about my work? Have you seen any videos of mine on YouTube?
About your work. So I like how you explore the various technologies that people work on and that they're involved with. So the interviews that you perform and the way that you dig into the details for all the different people that you speak to, again, thank you for having me here. That enlightens me to how they work on their side of the business. And I hope that your viewers can also be enlightened toward me and what I do. But I love what you do. Keep it up. You're doing great work, Sai. Thank you for having me.
And one last one is, I'm right now getting trained as AWS DevOps engineer role. I did master's in software engineering, also bachelor's in computer science and engineering. Right now I'm getting, interviewing experts like you who are around the world, more than 100 plus countries, 550 interviews I did. So what I'm going to learn from you experts who are already in the industry who solve different problems, listening to you people.
Just stay open-minded. You're going to learn a lot of different things. Each person's going to have their perspective. So stay open and try to resonate and create a perspective that maybe they can share with you. So if you have a specific skill set and if you want to learn something new, let's say if I don't specialize in DevOps, but you specialize in DevOps, then maybe you can take storage from me and maybe I can take DevOps from you. So learning, honestly, is a two-way street.
That's great. Can I put this video on my YouTube channel with your permission?
Absolutely, yeah.
Also on my podcast website, internet, social media, everywhere with your permission.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
Thanks, Arun, again for your time.
All right. Thanks, Sai. Take care. Have a good rest of your day or a good night.
Bye. Good morning. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.